Moncrief on News Talk.
For many years, customers of Amazon in this country have wondered why they have to do their shopping via a UK website. Well, that's going to change. Amazon.ie will be arriving next year. News Talk's tech editor Jess Kelly is here to explain why it's going to take 6 months to change a few letters on a website. Afternoon, Jess.
It's very complex.
Very complicated, I'm sure. They have to get their spelling machine out.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I suppose a lot of people might have thought this would have come sooner since they opened that so-called fulfillment centre.
Yeah, the fulfillment centre opened in 2022. And for those who haven't driven by it, it is massive.
Yeah.
And to put that into context, because massive is a bit vague, I know, it's the size of 9 football fields back to back to back to back. If you were to walk around it, it's 12 kilometres.
Crikey.
It is huge. Now, I was in it when it opened in December 2022, and I was blown away by the scale of it, by the slickness of the operation, but also how it wasn't necessarily being utilised to full capacity. So how it works is, because customers of Amazon will know, until next year, you shopped from .co.uk, so products came from there. But what they started to do was store hundreds of thousands of products in the fulfilment centre in Dublin. Mm. And the idea was that they would look at the data and things that were popular or that they predicted would be popular were brought in en masse and stored locally in Dublin, trying to speed up the delivery from when you order your toothbrush holder to when it arrives at your front door. But there was a massive area that wasn't fully being utilised. And I think a part of the .ie arrival now is that they can bring in more products and hopefully people will get the same day delivery. Like if you live in the UK, people, my sister, will, you know, order something on Amazon at 9 o'clock in the morning and it could be there on her kitchen table by 11:30 that morning.
My word.
It's a huge operation. Some people don't necessarily fully appreciate the scale of the Amazon operation. When I was there at the fulfillment centre in December 22, the staff there have a little scanner. You know the self-scanners around supermarkets? You have one of those. When an order comes in, you get told where exactly in the facility to go to. So it could be, you know, level 4, shelf 52, box 13. And you have to go to that exact location. You scan the box, you scan the item, you scan the box that you're putting the item into, and then you're bringing it down to the packaging centre. And this process is going on the entire time. They have people there every hour of the day working to fulfil the orders. And I suppose the hope now, as I said, is that by having the .ie, they'll make it a bit smoother for Irish customers. You won't get those sneaky charges at the end of your transaction, which is still happening. And hopefully, from a tech point of view, we'll be able to order items that have batteries in them. Because for such a long time, you weren't able to order things like, you know, a backup power bank and stuff like that because of the lithium ion batteries.
Yeah, and they also do a thing at the moment where they, when you go to checkout, they'll say, this is what it costs in sterling. Would you like to pay in euro? And you say yes. And then they charge you for the pleasure of, they give it some, you know, BS name, but like they're basically charging you for changing the currency.
Yeah, and it's an absolute pain in the face. And the other thing to note as well, and we don't have an answer on this as of yet, but if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, at the moment you're paying the sterling price, which translates to in and around a tenner. But it's not clear necessarily where every element of those charges are going. Yes, you do get free delivery. Yes, you do get access. You know, certain football matches are going to be streamed now on Amazon Prime. So if you're an Irish customer, if it stays at the 10 euro-ish price point, you're going to get an awful lot for your money. But you want to, I'm eager to see what the price point will be because you don't want it to be 15 quid.
There's a big
difference between a tenner and 15. And also, you'd want to ensure that you are getting the value for the money in terms of utilising the service to avail of the free delivery and so on.
Yeah, okay. And now, is there a possibility then that, because obviously Amazon get their goods from elsewhere, well, China for the most part, but will they be sourcing stuff from Irish manufacturers perhaps?
Yeah, and this is something that I think And I'm not going to hear, bat the fight for Amazon. But there's a bit of this reputation that Amazon doesn't care about small businesses, or Amazon just goes around killing small businesses. For the last number of years, Amazon, particularly around Christmas time, they have put an emphasis on the small businesses that utilize their sales portal. So if you wanted, say, a baby blanket, not only could you get the ones from China, but you could also get the ones from Mary's Blankets down the road. She could utilize the platform. And what they're saying is that by, I suppose, reaffirming and reestablishing their relationship with the Irish market, they will profile and platform Irish companies here, the small and medium companies, which is good news for small businesses because the platform works. The advertising on the platform works. The exposure that you get from being on the platform works. Now, I would be really interested to hear from some of the businesses who already use Amazon to sell their products, because again, there's this notion, if you go on TikTok, there are people who'll tell you that they can make you a millionaire in 6 months. All you have to do is design a notebook, use keywords on Amazon, and your mortgage is paid for life. But for actual businesses that utilize the platform, I've spoken to some people who say that it takes a lot of the headache out of the admin side of a business, the back end of a business, because it is, there's a hell of a lot of it that's automated, and it is good exposure. So Amazon are saying that they will continue that relationship and they will platform the Irish businesses. But what I don't fully know as of yet is the breakdown in terms of the fees that businesses have to pay, because obviously Amazon is a business as well. Yeah, sure. So that there's an element of that. But I do think attitudes are changing towards Amazon bit by bit over time. Now, I know that the book industry doesn't love it because, like I saw today, that there are certain authors who spend years writing a book and then it pops up that their book is on sale for 99p on Amazon Kindle. Yeah, yeah. And that's a little bit soul destroying. So it's not great for every industry, but I do think they are committed to showcasing some of the smaller businesses around the country as well.
Yeah. If we order through Amazon.ie, does that mean we won't have to pay customs duty even if what we order is sourced in the UK?
That is not clear as of yet. Now,
right,
the hope is that there is a second fulfillment centre that's under construction at the moment. It does come down to what's stored in this country. Amazon, in 2022, when I spoke to them, they said that they are getting better data the entire time to try and understand what consumers want so that they have the majority of the products in the Irish fulfillment centre.
Yeah.
But it's not clear as of yet that exact scenario. So if something does have to come from another market, it could just be a case that you have to wait a little bit longer for the delivery and not pay any extras. I'd say that is a bit of a headache, particularly post-Brexit, that is probably being worked out for businesses that operate in multiple jurisdictions, exactly like Amazon.
Jess, thanks a million for coming in to us. That's News Talk's tech editor, Jess Kelly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.